Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 174 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to consider date night ideas.
This should be cute. I cheated. I looked at some of them. So these are dates. These are ideas for dates that me and you can go on or normal people go on?
I think it's for queer people.
Okay. So non-normal, non-us.
Mm-hmm.
Season.
Arcade adventure.
I would have fun doing that. You would...
I would be so bored.
It would drive you crazy.
I don't like playing games.
No.
In fact, didn't your company you work for have some kind of a thing?
Two years ago, we went to Buster's or whatever, Dave and Buster's. And we did that. And yeah, you lost interest within about 2 minutes.
Mm.
So
I gave you all my tickets.
And then we gave the prizes that we won. We gave them to one of my coworkers. After she was happy. She got what she wanted. So it was nice seeing her happy. So, but. Yeah, that's really not our, I don't know. It's okay with me, but it is, it's expensive to play those games.
Yeah.
It's not a cheap date.
When we go, like, to round one,
mm-hmm.
there's usually only, like, half a dozen people in there. I don't know how they can make money.
I imagine most of their money probably comes on the nights when we're not there.
Late
at night, yeah. I mean, they're open till 2 o'clock in the morning, I think. So I imagine it's probably more of a bar crowd.
Arboretum.
Okay. We could do that. Is there one by nearby?
Botanica.
Okay. That's what I thought, but... Yeah, we didn't really much use that, did we?
No, because they would close at 5 p.m. every night.
Mm-hmm.
And most days you didn't get home from work till 6 or 7.
Yeah.
We had a membership, but we just never could use it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Art night.
Well, we do that on the weekends sometimes. We go to the art museum.
I don't think that's what this is.
Is this like we do art at home?
It's like you go and you learn how to oil paint or watercolor or something like that.
I would like that, I think.
Hmm.
Do you not? You don't think you'd like it? Or?
I don't know. I wouldn't be very good at it.
Well, I think they do it pretty basic. It's like... pretty remedial. Like, they walk you through it when they do it. But most of the time, they serve wine and stuff like that.
So you don't care how bad it is.
No, but I mean, and they it's pretty remedial. Like, you know what I mean? They literally walk you through it. And it's supposed to just be a lot of fun. So I think that'd be kind of key to do. But, yeah, I don't think you'd enjoy it.
Beach day escapade.
What is that?
I guess when you go down to the shore.
The beach, yeah. Okay. Well, what kind of...
What have you got in your mouth?
I just remembered that I haven't. I'll spit it out. I had a mint in my mouth. I'm sorry. I just got chastised by the teacher. My God.
There's no way I can edit that sound out.
Well, you caught me, okay? I didn't mean to do it.
Because it happens while you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
A beach party.
I did do plenty of those growing up, but...
There aren't any beaches in Kansas.
No. Beach volleyball.
Well, we're moving along, aren't we?
Well, no.
Beach volleyball.
Beach party, beach volleyball can pretty much be the same thing. A lot of times when you're at a beach party, people play beach volleyball.
There is a lot of volleyball at Watson Park.
I saw that.
There's like 10 courts.
Really? Were they out playing yesterday, or?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, it was, I don't know. People do stupid
things.
It's
a summertime thing.
Well, so, I mean, it's nice enough.
That whole part of the park is closed anyway.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's all under massive reconstruction.
Okay.
Board game or puzzle night.
That'd be fun, I think.
I think board games are appropriately named.
Board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you wouldn't want to do puzzles?
I guess. It's just another kind of game.
Yeah.
And how do you do a puzzle together?
I don't know. Because I think you'd just be holding up the other person.
Mm-hmm. Do reverse Jenga, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bowling.
We could do that. We've bowled before.
Yeah, that's the only thing we ever did at
round one.
Round one, yeah. That's probably what they're named after.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have, like, an all-day bowling or, you know, as many games as you want for one prize. And they stopped doing that.
I know, that's when we stopped going. So we had fun there doing it there for a while, but it became outrageously priced once they took that special away.
And at the time, we thought they were the only ones that had the handicap ramp bowling, but it turns out every bowling alley has those. And didn't we also do bowling at the arcade thing that your company did?
Yep.
Although I don't think I bowled any.
You used the handicap ramp.
Okay.
I didn't. That was the one time I didn't. So it actually was okay with it. So I wanted to see if I could do it, and I did it.
I would not even try. I would be afraid I'd put my back out.
Yeah, well, yeah. My thing was I was more worried about slipping and falling, and I didn't slip or fall or anything, but it doesn't mean I'm going to come run out and join a bowling league, though, either. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of hesitant about falling.
Most leagues are so competitive.
Really?
I don't like competition.
And I'm not anywhere good enough to be any sort of competitive level in bowling. Bowling, I'm one step above the drunk that goes there to waste money. I mean, I don't drink, but you mean I'm just as worthless sitting there doing nothing.
Building sandcastles.
That'd be fun to do, but we don't have any sand around here. Our beaches are different.
The whole state is sand.
Yeah, but there's no beach, and you need water brushing up. And
you could go to Watson Park. That used to be
A sand pit.
Hmm. Same thing with Sedgwick County Park. That used to be a sand pit also.
I didn't know that. I think that'd be cool. Have you ever built sandcastles?
Not since I was like 10.
Okay. Be awful messy, but...
We had a sandbox in the backyard when I was a child.
So you had a big, massive kitty litter box.
Yeah. Yeah. City exploration on bikes. I think that would be kind of fun, but it would be difficult for you.
I think it'd be a lot of fun, but like you said, it'd be difficult.
They have bicycles with pedals that attach to your shoes.
Okay.
And you could probably do that.
Okay.
But if you fell over, you'd be attached to the bicycle when you fell over.
There has to be a way where those come released off the pedals pretty easily. Yeah, it's something we can look into.
Or I guess you could just ride those electric bikes.
Yeah, but it might be be kind of lazy way to do it, isn't it?
I understand they're a lot like mopeds. You have to pedal, like when it goes uphill or difficult, because the motor just isn't strong enough to just carry you everywhere. Cooking class.
I think that would be fun. Do you not think so, or...
The idea of food right now just doesn't interest me whatsoever.
Even cooking it and...
You saw, we just came from the grocery store. I bought, 12 packs of
yogurt,
and that's probably all I'm going to eat the whole week. I'm just not interested in food.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think a cooking class would be just...
Torturous.
Futility right now.
Yeah.
Dance class.
No.
Didn't even think about that.
Well, both of us, me with one missing leg, you with two right feet. Yeah, I don't think that would work out really well. Do you?
Actually, I have two left feet because my right foot is damaged.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I just...
We could learn how to flamingo dance.
It doesn't sound fun. But I've never thought dancing was fun. I thought it just was more of a way to make fun of somebody.
Exercise to a rhythm.
Yeah.
Helicopter flight. We do this every weekend.
What do you mean?
Helicopter flights? Yeah.
Apparently they have one going around on Christmas, where you can go check out the Christmas lights from people's homes.
But they'd be tiny and far away.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You wouldn't be able to see them.
Yeah. So, but the Dwyers decided to go up there and do it.
I know that my sister married a guy who was an airplane pilot. He was a mechanic. And at 4th of July, they would fly around the city and watch the fireworks from the airplane. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, it'd be neat, I think. But the fireworks, don't you think you feel like you're coming under fire?
Yeah. I would think they would close the airspace down. Apparently not. Hiking and nature trails.
Kind of limit on what we could do there, considering my condition.
We do this all the time.
Hiking and nature trails?
Mm-hmm.
We used to go on more walks than we do.
Well, I guess since you're getting a new prostheticist, maybe you can get that fixed and we can do that more.
Yeah, hopefully.
Ice skating.
Ice skating. Yeah, don't really want another broken limb.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like fun. I bet it's cold. It's just all around.
Have you ever never been ice skating before?
Not since I was a child. It was so long ago that I have no memory of it.
But you have done it. But but no memory.
My family used to live in Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah, it's not I enjoyed it, but it was nothing. I was like, oh, let's go. You know what I mean? As a kid, it wasn't like, we're going ice skating. We're going, you know what I mean? It wasn't like I was running to the store to go do it. It was like, oh, we're going to go to ice skating. Do you know what I mean? So, but it is. It's cold. It's very cold. But
so, nothing.
We're pretty boring. You know that?
Nothing that I would like there.
No.
Language course. I think that's a terrible date night idea.
Yeah.
If you're going to get serious about learning a language, it better be for more than 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah. You have to put more effort into it than 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to learn a language, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, that's fine. Just don't.
Don't waste my time.
Don't.
I'm kidding.
Midnight swim. You've probably done this a lot of times.
I've done that a lot of times.
I don't swim.
No, you can't swim.
Museum tour.
That'd be kind of neat, but, I mean, there's no place really.
Something else we do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, you've seen them all.
Mm-hmm. And it's just at night. So
it's a what?
And it's just at night. It's not like it's something special. You know what I mean?
The Museum of Looted Treasures in town, they have wine nights sometimes.
Oh, okay. That'd be kind of neat, but we don't drink.
Yeah. Outdoor concert.
That'd be something I think we'd enjoy. Well, once again, you don't like loud. It depends on the music,
yeah.
I would say.
They have those at River Festival.
Mm.
We've never been to one.
No.
And I don't know. I don't care about music that much.
No. Something we could try, though.
I guess.
Would you like to try that this year? Go to River Festival?
Go to Red Rock or something?
Go see something in concert?
Okay.
Mark his words, people.
I'm trying not to sound so enthusiastic next time.
Next year when we're doing this again, I guarantee there's not going to be a concert that we went to.
That'll be the main topic of divorce court.
Yeah.
Picnic in the park.
That'd be cute. We've done
that
the
last
past.
Time we tried that, it was such a failure.
What was wrong, too? I'm trying to think what happened.
You didn't like having to walk to the tables, to the picnic tables.
That's right.
Because it was uphill.
Up and downhill. Both ways in the snow. So
I guess we won't ever do that again.
No, we didn't say that. I know I got frustrated because it was like, what's wrong with this table right here? And you decided you wanted another table. So we walked by a perfectly fine table to get to this other table.
You don't remember that.
Yeah. All right.
Pottery session.
So like basically like a ghost? Is that what they're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, you can sit down and get naked and make clay works together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Except for the naked part.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't want it at all. Smarty pants.
Shopping. That does not sound like a date idea at all.
No, it sounds like spending money.
And if this is somebody unfamiliar, you know, somebody that you're getting to know, I mean, you can learn a lot of about somebody by their shopping habits, and that could be the end of that relationship right away.
Oh, yeah. Find out a lot about a person that way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It wouldn't matter how big their dick is.
Come on now. You know that's not true. I'm kidding.
Spring bloom.
What is?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe that should have been in there with arboretum.
Mm-hmm.
Stargazing trip.
Haven't we done that in the past?
With what husband?
No, okay. Well, we've looked at the eclipses.
Yes.
Okay.
We've done that twice.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with stargazing is you have to get far, far, far from town. Where there's not as much light pollution. And it's dark and it's cold, and then you have to drive home in the dark and the cold. It's
doesn't make for a very romantic thing.
If you're not into astronomy a lot, I don't. Maybe if we all got on a bus, you know, and they took us somewhere,
that would make a trip, make an event out of it.
Sunbathing.
No, you're right. I think that would be fun that way, but that would be the only way to do it.
You fell asleep, didn't you?
No, I was just thinking about that. But how many people will we need to actually do it?
Sunbathing.
No, stargazing. Okay,
yes,
forget it.
Yes, you must have fallen asleep.
Okay, sunbathing. I apologize. Sunbathing as a group?
It sounds boring.
Well, sunbathing is boring, period. It is. I grew up on the beach, and I couldn't do it. My sister and mom would do it all the time. But now they get to pay the price because now they have to go to the dermatologist and get cancer removed from them all the time. So yeah, I'm not a sunbather. Never have been, never will be.
I have done it, but it's boring.
Okay.
Themed movie marathon.
I've done those so many times. You know, I mean, would you do them?
At a theater?
No, home.
Oh, at home.
I can't get you in the theater to watch an hour-long movie, let alone a marathon.
Well, I have to pee.
I know. That's why
they won't stop the movie when I have to pee. Why won't they?
Because there's other people there. But you're going to do this movie marathon
at home? Yeah, I wouldn't even go to the theater for an hour, let alone 10 hours.
Would you do a movie themed at home, though?
I suppose.
Okay.
I could watch you sleep through them.
Shut up. I can't say anything because it's true.
Volunteering together.
We can't find time to do anything together, let alone come volunteer at something.
Good point.
So.
And what could either one of us do?
What do you mean? Watch a sunset?
No.
I'm kidding. That's the last one.
Watching a sunset.
That's cute.
Also boring.
Yeah. All of these
are boring.
That's
pretty close to sunbathing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of these are pretty boring.
I suppose this list would be okay for somebody who is just starting out dating with someone. But
learning about them and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not so much for us.
No. We're two old hags.
What are your final thoughts on this list?
I think it's cute. I think there's some really cute ideas. But that's about it. Like you said, we've done a lot of these things in some way, some sort of way. But it's...
How about doing a podcast as a date night?
There you go. Where you just do 174 of them. You got a joke for us this week?
How can you be sure you will always have a date on a Saturday night?
Get married.
Buy a calendar.
That's good. That's smart. All right.
This was episode 174 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
It's Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWE.